One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're going. Happy New Year,
where
everyone.
We're going.
Where are we going?
An industry term. No, we're off. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. I mean, is it really a new year?
Good question.
Who decides that?
Fucking great question. No. Chopped up time. Which fucking loser sat
Someone
there?
From where you're from, Greenwich.
Well, I thought it was Italian.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I mean,
no, that's what,
since,
you know what?
Since you came it, over.
God's
on
honest truth,
boat.
Listen to this. I was a child. I was about 10.
Right.
I was in a tree.
You've never been 10.
I was 10 with my mate, Jamie McNamee from Broccoli. Couldn't have been 10, must have been about 12. We were in a tree in Greenwich Park.
What's these puppet hands you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. It's New Year, isn't it? New Year's resolutions do a lot more mannerisms, which will come in handy on a podcast that no one fucking listens to anyway.
No, they do. We've got a sponsor now.
Oh, we've got a sponsor.
Next week we have anyway. We'll talk about that then.
Right. So I was in a tree, Greenwich Park, with my mate, and a couple walked past.
Right.
And I was obviously old enough to know what was funny or what was not. But on my fucking life, as they walked past, the man said to the woman, "Oh, this is where time began." That's what he said, word for word. And me and my mate looked at each other. You know when you look at each other and you go,
Yeah.
Oh. So not every time, but I'd say I live right next to Greenwich Park, okay? Not that anyone needs to stalk.
Is there a big, like, clock there or something?
Best park in London, that is. The Meridian line there. So you can literally straddle the globe.
Right, wow, yeah.
East and west. But who decided that as well?
This is what bollocks is, right? So I was reading about it. Until 1725, which isn't that long ago, really, is it? You know?
Nah, not really.
Right? New Year was celebrated in this country on March 25th.
Are you joking?
Nah. Happy New Year on March 25th.
That was a pagan New Year.
Whatever it was.
It's your New Year. You should.
Whatever it was.
You are
it was
a pagan, right?
Nah, I'm more sort of a...
I'm
more a pirate.
Reverse Cowboy.
But going back to the original point, who the fuck had the time to chop up time? And not only that, how did they explain it to everyone else?
Well, I mean, it's somebody else that celebrates.
That's amazing.
The Gregorian calendar, isn't it? You know, China, they have their new year differently and stuff. It's all just an idea. So really, we should just ignore it.
But it doesn't matter. What is time? Ultimately, what is it? The sun's gone up and down. That is it.
Yeah.
And we sleep. Why do we sleep? Because we need to.
Rather not really, but we have to. There's a place in Wales called the Gwan Valley. These cunts in Wales, they still celebrate the pre-1752.
Hold on. These cunts in Wales. If I said that, you'd try and cancel me for that.
I'm not talking about the Welsh population in general. I'm talking about this valley, Gwan Valley. They follow the pre-1752 calendar, so they celebrate New Year. They celebrate it on the 13th of January. Don't know why that is.
Listen, it's probably a good party down there.
The children walk from house to house and sing traditional Welsh language songs.
Oh, I'd hate that.
Pop-ti-ping.
Oh, no.
In return, householders provide gifts of sweets and money. That sounds good. And all kids get a day off school on the...
So it's trick-or-treating, really.
Yeah.
It's a New Year's trick-or-treating.
Reverse Cowboy.
Have you ever wanted to be a king?
Yeah, but now I've realised what the job entails. Right? It's a poison chalice.
Well, you could be king of Peel Island. Is an island up in the north. It's off Barrow-in-Furness, not far from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Small island off the coast of England. And all it's got in it is an old castle and a 300-year-old pub.
How much?
Let's check. You can't buy it, but it also has its own king. And it always has a king, and it traditionally always has done. And it needs a new monarch. So
what I'm saying is he's probably in line for the throne somehow.
Well, he's not, but we need a new one. They're advertising for a new one. Anyone can go and do it. But the job comes with a crown, and the tradition says that each...
We can convince Wayne to do this and make a documentary.
Yeah, this would be amazing. Right?
Is it near Chester or anywhere glamorous?
Probably not near a Nando's. He might not do it. We'll have to put him Nando's on there.
He needs a Nando's. He needs a castle and a Nando's in a pub.
Yeah, it does. So they have this ceremony when you're crowned the king or queen. They sit you in an ancient chair wearing a helmet and hold a sword whilst alcohol is poured over your head. And then the king or queen of Peel must swear an oath vowing to be a good smoker and drinker and to give anyone found dead on the sands free refuge in the pub. And it's a 10-year contract.
What the fuck is that's wrong with that job? What's it on? How have you found this vacancy?
It was in the news.
How do I apply?
You just go on the Barrow Borough Council website.
Am I allowed to bring my family as princes?
Yeah, yes, you are. Really? And you live in a castle. You run the pub.
I'm fucking so agoraphobic. I'm going to...
It's beautiful as
I'm
well.
I'm not joking. Give me the...
Peel Island. P-I-E-L.
Because I can work from home. She can work from home.
Yeah.
I'll be the first working monarchs.
The job comes with a 10-year contract, but in winter, you're on there alone
the
with
job,
your family.
So you get paid?
Yeah.
What's the salary?
I don't know. But what do you need?
Quite important. What do you need?
Tourists come over in summer, so you've got, you know...
Hold on, I'm glad I asked for the fucking small print. What
winter, you're on your own, just you and the kids.
Is there a moat?
Mate, it's an island. It's beautiful.
Oh, it sounds nice. Are you looking at it now?
No, but I'll show you it. Hang on. It is
flip
really,
that
really
laptop
nice.
Around, man. Flip reverse it, bitch. What? Oh, I've got Tourette's. Is that Tourette's? Or is it just an urge
HIV.
To feel fucking silent?
Look at that castle you live in.
Oh my God, show me that.
Yeah, you live there?
The castle looks fucking freezing.
Yeah, well, just don't live in that.
No, the castle's for shoots, isn't it? It's for rap videos.
Yeah. We should make way in the King of Peel Island.
I'll turn that castle into a paintball zone.
Yeah, that's a bit disrespectful.
Have you ever done paintball?
I did it in a former nuclear bunker in Prague.
Oh my God, have you ever seen... I wish I could remember the name of it. I guarantee you've seen this. It's about a mad scientist. It will be when it
is
gets
made.
Is
this the plot of Back to the Future?
No, it's the bloke who met the woman and moved into a nuclear silo in America.
Is this a documentary?
Yeah, it was a documentary. I swear it was a Vice. It's a Vice documentary.
I don't believe anything they say.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're arseholes, aren't they, them Vice dudes?
They moved me into a warehouse once. I told you this, didn't I?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Moved me into a warehouse, yeah, and then gave us a drug dealer. And then filmed us destroy ourselves for two months.
I need to watch this, don't I, really?
I mean, it's probably embarrassing, but yeah, you should watch it. It's called The Union. Swiss Lips was the band I was in, and it's all on YouTube, I think. They made us do some mad things. Just like...
Oh, that's cool. Love that.
I wish they'd done it in summer, because they did it in winter, and it was freezing.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
They did these episodes for Vice, but then you don't see what really went on, which was a lot darker.
Hello, it's Wayne and the crew. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
Give me a Bayesian accent, Vaughn.
Got me rude boy, let me pick it up.
Rihanna's the one for me.
She is, oh God, she's a dream woman.
I find her music sexy.
Well, it is. It's erotic. Those grooves, it's just her, anything she does.
She's meant to have really long feet, you know.
Well, I would kiss them.
Do you like feet?
Not sexually.
No, I don't.
I'm not one of them don't foot really nonces.
I like hands.
You're for hand nonce?
I like birds with massive hands.
Like builder's hands.
I like women with huge heads and hands.
Get me in a wig.
You've got big head.
I've got a massive head and I've got massive hands.
Oh, yeah, I've got massive hands. I've got quite small hands.
To make your dick look big.
They're
when you're
good for getting in pockets.
Have you ever wanted to be mayor?
I have considered running for mayor.
Which one?
London.
You know, there's like the proper mayors, like... Sadiq Khan or whatever, like they have an actual job, and then there's those ones that just sit in a corner with some gold.
Do you really
want
to set me off about Sadiq?
No, I don't. I know your thoughts on him. Everyone does. I just mean, like, you know, there's the ones like him who have a job, and then there's those guys in towns and they just sit there with gold jewellery on. And
oh, yeah, yeah, those guys. They drive around in the special cars. What they're like town mayors. They just turn up to fundraisers and just wear their little jewellery. Imagine being that.
It's ace, though. I want to be one.
You can't say you're anti-royal family and then be pro-mayors. Because they're just junior
royal.
Kings. Yeah, no. they're really low in line.
No, but they don't do anything harmful.
If the entire royal family die, Uncle Buck style,
yeah.
and then all the other mayors die, and you're the last mayor in London, mm. who's above you?
Sadiq Khan.
True.
But anyway, the mayor of High Wycombe, every May, they weigh him. If they put weight on, then they get eggs and rotten veg thrown at them because they've spent too much taxpayers' money.
And I bet they love that. I bet they, you know... That's how they show how bantery they are, isn't it? Once
no, it's
a year.
Been going on since like the 1700s.
Yeah, but does it happen?
Yes.
I bet it does.
Yeah, only in High Wycombe, which is a weird place for it, because if you go there, it's just like Milton Keynes or something.
Basically, what we're saying is the High Wycombe mayor spends 364 days a year moaning about the bloody fact he's got to get bloody egged and tomatoed.
I'm going to get weighed in again. I'm going to be definitely eating too much over Christmas.
We should get him on that day.
Should, go
should we fucking do it to him?
We should go to some of these mad events that happen around the UK, like cheese rolling, and go and do some roving reporter stuff.
I'll end up getting involved, breaking my hip, and learning fucking
Hebrew. You've got lovely strong hips.
Reverse cowboy.
Listen to this. At the end of 2020, the global pharmaceutical industry was valued at $1.27 trillion. That's a big jump from 2001, when it was only valued at $390 billion.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's a big business, obviously. Yeah.
Big Pharma, man.
I hate that guy.
Who is Big Pharma?
I always imagine a massive farmer.
He's related to that singer who does the smelly shits.
Oh, Rag and Bone Man.
Rag and Bone Man. That's his cousin, I believe.
Yeah, I did some gigs with Rag and Bone Man once years ago when he was just starting out. Oh, man, yeah.
Rag and Bone.
See the stuff he eats in the morning. Fucking hell.
What does he actually do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
He's like, and someone else commented on that post I did about it saying she worked with him. She just couldn't stop laughing because she worked with him. She said, He's so ill. He was like, had like gastroenteritis all the time. Because he's just consuming too much.
No. Do you know what? I wanted a piano for Christmas.
Have you got one?
Did I get a piano? I got a fold-out keyboard, full midlife crisis style.
Oh.
But once I clip that fold-out in place and I've got that piano in front of me, I turn into a different animal. I'm going to write the most beautiful love song ever.
You've got it in you, mate.
Oh, mate. It's all I've ever wanted to do. It's all
songwriting is like a beautiful thing to do. I've not done it for a while, but it makes you feel better than any drug. When you've got one you're proud of, really let something out.
Mm.
It's good, man. You should. That's wonderful.
No, that's great. But as a musician, I know you've done jam sessions and that, just the thought of it, we've covered it before, it just makes me feel ill.
No, I'm with you on that. I hate them. I was always against it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's disgusting.
Do you know my mum's friend's son, lovely guy, used to live in Austria. I went and stayed with him in Austria for a bit, early 20s. Anyway,
when I was
about 25, I was with my mates and I was just running into my mum's to grab something or whatever. And we all kind of stood in the doorway and he was there. And my mum said, oh, Stuart's here. And I was like, oh, all right, Stuart, nice to see you, mate. You know, I'm just popping in. My mum was like, no, he's got his CD of his new music. listen to it. And she just fucking put it on.
Oh, and you had to stand there.
And all my mates.
And was it shit?
To this bloke. And he was like jamming along to it, you know, like clicking his fingers.
Yeah, listen to this bit. I do this.
Oh, it was some long 3 minutes, yeah. Have you never played anyone your music?
Reluctantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like listening to myself. I'd never sit here with you and put it on and go, yeah.
Oh, do you know what I've got a bad habit of doing? Sitting with people, and I know they'll like it, but I'll like, hey, I'll watch this, and I'll play one of my own videos, and I'll watch them, watch it.
And then do you laugh at the jokes?
I giggle along the fucking jokes when I know they're coming. I'm like, listen to this.
Turn it up. Yeah.
It's a bit pathetic, mate. I'm surprised I didn't do it with Kev. When I had my breakdown.
I think you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I might have done. I fucking did.
I mean, you did. No, you didn't. You did it with Wayne. But you were showing Wayne a video of him.
And he didn't like it.
He did like it.
Yeah, I don't really get that one. Yeah, I don't really fucking get it. See my Wayne video today?
Yeah, very good. We've started that. If anyone's not seen it, Wayne Lineker is now rapping, right? And I think this is our fault because when we did the podcast with him, I said to him, sing us your favourite karaoke songs. He did it. And then I turned it into an actual song, sent it to him. And then he's now recorded this.
Well, I've heard the full-length version. And it's actually unreal.
It's brilliant. And he's going to put that out.
We've told him, or I've... I don't really have a direct line to Wayne.
Yeah,
but
you do.
No, I do now. Yeah. Because I said to you, listen, what we need to do is, he doesn't release that now. Yeah. We wait a year. That'll be next year's Christmas number one.
So I won't it will be, won't it?
I won't tell you what song it is, but if you get the video right for that,
it will be.
And it goes viral enough, we will have next year's Christmas number one. Because listen, we can get into him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to direct the video.
But I think we've given him confidence because he recorded that. So he recorded this song that I'd started it off.
He's rapping in corner shops.
And now he's rapping in corner shops. And he told me he's going for singing lessons. I'm like, Wayne, you don't need singing lessons, mate. You sound great. And he's like, no, he's going for singing lessons.
It's fucking good.
Reverse cowboy.
Give me an animal suck-off masturbation story. Let's get it out of the way. You must have one. The walrus.
You know what? I don't today.
You have the walrus.
Yeah, if no one's seen this, he's a very amazing guy. So where was it? In the northeast somewhere.
Have you been up there?
Yeah.
Been to Newcastle?
I have, yeah.
I went there.
It was the right scene there once.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't talk about that. Oh yeah, so that walrus turns up. It's on New Year's Eve. Town had planned this massive big firework party. All the people gathered there. Anyway, walrus got lost, turned up, climbed onto the banks of the beach. And they're like, oh my God, there's a walrus here. They've not seen one there for years. Anyway, and he just like chilling out, cleaning himself. And then he had a 6-hour wank. And I've seen the video and man, they've got massive knobs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, big C knob. And he's
straight knob or like surprise corkscrew like a pig?
No. You know what it looks like?
You've seen loads of dicks.
I have, yeah. I love dicks. you know those things, the toys that are like, there's like a tube filled with water and it passes through your hand when you're a kid. Like a little tube, a rubbery soft tube full of water, and it like goes in on itself. It's a bit sexual. They slide through your hands. They're horrible, but it looks like
one
of them.
I don't know what that is.
All right, anyway.
I have to keep that away from my kids.
His dick looks like one of them. He's having a massive wank, and then he refused to go.
Did you fast forward to the end?
Yeah, he didn't show the money shot, sadly. I'm sure some locals have got it on the phone, but he will have come. He 6 hours. He's not going to give up.
Yeah, true, yeah. If you've got 6 hours battery on your phone, you deserve it.
I'm trying to be positive for the new year. I'm going to be a more positive guy because I've been sort of in negative zone for ages. However, this story is mad. Like, it's a bit of a new low. But
my brain's so fucked. All the time you said positive then,
yeah.
I was just in my head, I was thinking, HIV positive. Say HIV positive. Just say it. Just say HIV positive.
It's not the 80s.
I know. What would... why? Yeah, but I stopped myself.
Yeah, no.
Because there's just no need for that.
But anyway, there's a massive Thai monastery and all the monks in it have tested positive for methamphetamine.
So, I thought you were going to say they tested positive for fucking HIV.
No, they've all tested positive for methamphetamine. These like the Zen masters. Yeah, so they've all been kicked out and the monastery's empty.
That's
sad as fuck, isn't it?
Oh, poor bastard.
They practice their whole lives to get high off thinking and they do it successfully. And then someone's just taking meth to Thailand and they're like, it's been at me.
Yeah, but how do you know they're actually higher? Like, them Tibetan monks tell you they're having a good time, but...
well, they've been doing it for centuries.
And they might even believe they're having a good time, but that, let me tell you now, I am telling you, you are not having a good time.
No, but listen...
like, you're not having a good time. You're standing still on your head. Like, no, you can only enter so much Zen.
Have you ever smoked DMT?
No.
So you know about the experience, though, your people talk about. We were talking about it on one of the other podcasts.
Yeah, you were talking about it with Kevin.
Oh, fucking Kevin. He's jealous of Kevin because of Kev's my new boyfriend.
Listen, I wanted him to like me the way he likes you. He didn't.
He saw something in me that...
he loves
you. He wants to save me. That's all
he
it is because I'm a fucking...
me. He wouldn't even look at me.
Okay.
Mark my words.
Tell him you're an alky too and he'll save you.
Put this on fire. Well, I tried to pretend I was one. I said, like, I'm going to stop drinking. I was like, drinking's never been my problem. I was telling him I'm going to stop fucking drinking and that just to please him.
He could see you you didn't have a
desperate
problem. I was desperate. I was down in beers at like 11 a.m. or something. Anyway.
Oh, that's... like, yeah. It's not a competition.
No, but he saw I was spiraling.
Yeah, but
I... listen, he's my boyfriend.
Listen, he wouldn't even look at me. Anyway,
stop looking at me.
Funny, what a funny man.
Very funny man, yeah. A lovely bloke. Yeah. We've got to cut out a lot of the stuff told us about the film because they want to keep it a secret. About the special guest.
That's good for me because I made a gag about that special guest and he just looked at me like he wanted to kill me.
No, he didn't.
He did. I'm going to kill you and him at the Christmas party, which I'm sorry I didn't fucking attend.
No one attended it. Do you eat mushrooms?
Do I eat mushrooms?
Normal mushrooms.
Yeah, like them.
Do you know they've just found out that each mushroom can speak 50 words to each other? So every mushroom is linked under the ground with, there's like a network of, it's basically the internet. You probably heard about the mushroom internet. So it connects up to all the trees and all the mushrooms.
Are you pulling my chain here, young man?
I swear to God, there's a book on it. It's amazing. But to the trees.
Young man.
Young man. I think I'm a bit younger than you. I think I'm a few months younger than you.
Oh, wow. That's wacky. We've lived up during the same, literally the same era.
We're the last generation to remember before the internet.
Oh, it was good, man. Was.
I mean, don't know what it was like.
Just because you're Bulgarian, we're presuming you're like in your 50s kind of alcoholic, bit down on your luck. Running some little gravel pit at the
pretending
bottom of it.
Pretending Bulgaria is a real place.
Yeah, exactly. Some kind of womble.
They live near you.
Anyway, we don't know how old everyone is or whether you're men or women. In fact, I think they're mostly men.
Yeah, men, mostly men. It's disappointing, isn't it?
But why does no one listen to this fucking podcast?
Probably
because of you going on about fucking mushrooms. Spit it out, bitch.
I can't because you keep talking over me. Right, so I'm going to feel sorry for mushrooms next time I eat them. They're all connected, right? And they communicate through this mycelium network. Mm. However, they've now found that mushrooms talk using electrical impulses that spike when fungi come into contact with food sources or potential dangers. So they're just like, food.
Fucking steak over there. Watch it.
Oh no, a hippie is going to eat me.
We're
going to
get eaten. There's a steak next to us.
Yeah, fucking somebody thinks I'm psychedelic.
Oh, okay. So how does, how
you're
on
50
earth?
50 words.
How on earth does anyone?
I've not got many more than 50.
No, hold on. How do they know they even speak one word? Bullshit. That is some bullshit science. Take that assuming money away from that scientist, away from that university.
Scientists don't have money.
Whoever fucking came up with that stupidness, even if they
do. I think
they
know more than you.
Even if they do, so what? Spend that money on knife crime.
Give people knives. We've got too many people.
No, but you know, like when people forget to like contextualise certain topics and they're like, yeah, knife crime. Or they go, yeah, like, you know, like mental health. They just drop it into a sentence, you know, like,
yeah, knife crime.
Yeah,
bad,
no,
isn't
like,
it?
You know, because obviously, because of mental health, and it's like, well, what the fuck? How have you shoehorned that?
That's why we didn't have a Christmas party because we've got mental health.
Yeah, no, that is why we didn't have a Christmas party.
We've both got mental health.
Well, we have, yeah, exactly. It's not a competition. Basically,
everyone's
Kevin
got it.
Basically, prefers your mental health than my mental health.
Yeah, he does. He can help
shit
my, mental
about my mental health.
I'm going to go to Kevin's shed.
I think I sent him a fucking text over New Year, like wishing him and his family well. And I've got head. Maybe his phone's not working or whatever. It's
probably not, yeah.
WhatsApp problems, isn't it?
Probably,
China.
Probably not sent you his new number, what you said.
What, he's probably changed his number because of me. What I have realised is you can, anything you can't explain, you can just say it, you can verbalise it, and then pause, and then go, probably China. And it works. Think of anything you can't explain. Brian Harvey getting run.
Why is the sky blue?
Brian Harvey running himself over whilst high on mashed potatoes.
Have you heard about that? America, they've got a Brian Harvey now.
Well, that
Jeremy Renner, yeah. He's done a Brian Harvey.
Yeah, but he did it America style in a bobcat.
Yeah, he's like, fucking run myself over with a bobcat, man.
Fucking bobcat.
What is a bobcat?
Wait, put it this way. Someone,
Junior, get the bobcat.
Yeah, no, someone's nickname.
Chucker.
Someone's nickname is Bobcat.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We've got to get a geezer. Put Bobcat into Facebook and there'll be loads of them. Fucking Bobcat McGregor.
Reverse cowboy.
Return to innocence.
Enigma.
I used to give me like a little tear in the eye when I was a kid because I'd think like, oh, this guy listened to Desus and he's singing.
My daughter has started singing and I cannot help
crying
my fucking eyes out when she sings the Frozen song or songs, the couple of...
Let It Go.
Let It Go and a few other ones in Frozen, but then she also sings Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh.
And to hear a two and a half year old girl sing that to her daddy.
Can she do the notes though? Can shit it?
No, she just sings, Can You Feel? She calls it Can You Feel.
Tonight.
She calls it Can You Feel. Right, so this
it's
is...
not called that, actually. Bella.
Reverse Cowboy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I went mad in Sainsbury's.
Oh, I get rage all the time.
No, but man, I really struggle with doing like a big shop because the way my brain works, there's too much choice. Like, it's an ADHD thing, but yeah. I get really, really stressed out by shopping. It takes me ages. Two, I'd estate people in general. And anyway, I was in Sainsbury's and there's a little Argos in the Sainsbury's and I wanted to buy something. And I went to the little iPads, filling in, and this girl came over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, do you need any help?" I was like, "No, thank you." And then literally seven different staff came over and said, "Excuse me, do you need any help? Excuse me, do you need any help?" And I was in a rush.
They've been trained that
moment. I know they've been trained to do it. So I just went, going full Larry David. And I just went, "Right, excuse me, who's the manager here?" Because this woman was like, "Me." And I was like, "Have you told everyone to come and ask me?" And she's like, it's our policy now. And I was just like, "Well, just don't do it. Don't do it." Because I said, "He's slowing me down. Everyone knows how to use an iPad." I've lost my shit.
No, like, that's good. That's like a little scene.
I was like, "Stop telling people to come and ask people if they need help. They don't need help. It's a piece of piss. If they need help, they'll ask for help." I could hear myself and I was like, "What are you doing?"
No, do you know what? That little scene there.
Yeah.
Is like the opening of a really good way to set up a character and a narrative. Yeah. With like the opening of a sitcom, for example.
It stressed me the fuck out. And then this is the saddest thing. This was a new low for me. Because I was already stressed out about doing the shopping. I then just went and got a beer off the shelf and I was drinking beer, walking around Sainsbury's doing my shopping.
Yeah.
That was when I knew I needed to quit. But I met this ace old woman this week who told me this amazing bit of...
How old is she?
I'd say 60. No, I'd say 70.
Fucking hell, where'd you meet these old women? Honestly, fucking nuts.
No, I just got chatting to this woman, right? And...
Jesus.
Just in the street, she could tell I was stressed out. She asked me if I get like irritated by things too, and I said yeah. And she said this very wise thing.
Was she covered in pigeons in New York?
Yeah. No, and she said this very wise thing to me, which you might have heard before. I hadn't. She said, "Imagine yourself as a glass of water." She said, "And at the bottom of the water, there's a little bit of sediment." And she said, "If something comes and stirs you up, then all your water goes murky because you had that sediment in you." She said, "Now if you find out what that sediment is." And you get rid of it and you're a clear water, then someone can stir you up, but you'll still be clear headed. And I was like, wow. Yeah, it was like this little pearl of wisdom. And I thought, she said that to me and then just walked off. And I was like, "You little old angel."
Did you get a number?
No, I fucked her though.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Would you suck Piers Morgan off on telly for 300 grand?
What do you reckon?
I don't reckon.
Because I mean, what's 300 grand? What's that?
I'd suck anyone off on telly for 300
fuck
grand.
Fuck off! Would you suck?
Apart from my dad, that's it.
What do you think your dad is? Your dad alive?
Yeah.
What do you think your dad would think watching that?
He'd think my son's getting 300 grand.
He's watching Coronation Street. I'd say, "Dad, Channel 5 on for a minute."
I call him, and say, "Dad, do not watch Channel 3 tonight."
Oh Jesus!
300 grand? Come
Listen,
on!
I'm not sucking anyone off on telly. Full stop.
500 grand.
No, there's no. If we want to start playing these numbers games, King, like
everyone's got a price.
We start talking hundreds of millions. Yes,
hundreds of millions to suck Piers Morgan up on telly.
Listen, the thing is, you've got to look at the end result. The end result is you're going to be a rich geezer who everyone laughs at. Everyone, you're a walking meme. You are your life. Fucking, you know, that's when you realise that money doesn't actually matter. 500 million, I can have a lobotomy, and I can become a new person.
I understand what you're saying, but. You and me, I think, were charismatic enough to pull it off and own it. You would just go, look at the camera and go, "Listen."
And I wouldn't look at what, while I'm doing it.
I take a break and then look at the camera. When Piers is going, "Oh, God."
Pull away from the cock, smack it on my face a couple of times and say, "Listen, guys."
Just look at the camera afterwards and you've got Piers Morgan's cum dripping out your mouth everyone.
I'm not saying I'm attracted to Piers Morgan in any way, but I can think of a lot worse people than Piers Morgan. I can give you a way worse one than that.
Why do you want to suck Piers Morgan off?
Exactly. I know you'd spin it. That's what spin
doctor
does.
Who's worse then? I know he's like a clean, he's probably clean and stuff, but he's a cunt, isn't he?
I'll tell you. All right. They called him Jack.
Oh, that's worse.
Now we're talking hundreds of millions, right?
No, $500,000.
He's still a walking meme.
I saw his cock the other day. Did you see it?
It's like a little dog's cock, isn't it?
It's a dog cock, and it's like, it looks sunburnt.
Yeah, it did. Like a rocket lolly.
Like his face, really. It looks like he's been burnt.
I don't know where to start with him. That bloke is so ripe for a... It's like, I can't keep up with the amount of footage. Where would I even start explaining?
He's unbelievable.
But you know what is brilliant? And as the years go on, these people get bigger and bigger, and it's unprecedented because you've never had it before. It's like, there's certain people,
yeah,
like him, like them boxers, you know, the ones who do the charity boxing at HS Tiki Top.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's like a little mafia, if you like, all with, you know, a million followers each or whatever. Yeah. You know what it is? It's the first round of X Factor. It's a freak show. It's them groups of people. Let's say there's 10 geezers, and everyone's egging that one geezer on. Go on, do it again. Yeah, that's blinding. But also in with that, to make it more toxic, they've got another 50% of people saying, you're a cunt, you're a pedo.
He is an actual pedo.
He is a pedo.
So society's gone so insane that we just go, well, yeah, he's a pedo, but come on, let's laugh at his videos. Let's make him famous. He'll be in the jungle next.
Oh, yeah, mate. This is what I'm saying.
Jack will be in the jungle.
This is what I'm saying. It's not far away.
Reverse cowboy.
Call me a Tory, come on.
No. You're not a Tory. I know you're not a Tory. You're UKIP.
Fucking hell. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's he called? The Prime Minister, I can't remember his name, Rishi Sunak. He's just announced that he's banning small boats, which I don't know what he means by that, because you can't just like say, if you've got a small boat, you're not allowed it.
So hold on. Just if you imagine that, you had a Prime Minister, because the Prime Minister should be busy, right? You're in control of the whole country. You should be non-stop. Coked off your nut working 22 hours a day.
Like Boris did.
Prime Minister should be so busy that a press conference should just be a microphone set up with a load of press around it, and every now and again he just runs through the room and goes, banning small boats. Fucking legs it back to his job. That's a problem. This is why I'm running for mayor. Ideas like that.
Mate, that's great.
A 24-hour day.
Completely press... mental idea.
Yeah.
Running another hour to the day. 25 hours now.
Yeah.
Run off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now, New Year's changing. It's now.
Ask no questions. I'll tell you no lies. You know, I tell you what. I'm the Prime Minister, not you, loser, sitting there with your fucking microphone.
And that boat is too small. It's banned.
Yeah,
and throw you in jail if I see you in that boat again.
Subjective, isn't it? Small.
Yeah,
boats.
Small compared to what?
To be fair, ban them. They're no fucking good to anyone.
Getting on a boat's good. It's nice.
I like a small boat.
I do. Have you been to Windermere?
No.
Get to the lakes. You can rent a little motorboat. It's lovely.
I don't want to rent a motorboat actually. I'm probably more likely to motorboat you using my balls. It's coming back tomorrow. That's why I've got this little moustache. I want to do a get ready with me. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
You know them videos on TikTok where people say, get ready for me. I'm going to Columbia Road Flower Market. And then they hold up a linen shirt.
And then the linen shirt appears on it. You know them TikTok.
Yeah. You're doing one of them.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for Norwich away. Losers.
A day in my life.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Some nice Adidas free stripe tracksuit bottoms. Smart and casual.
Reverse cowboy.
So he's the worst guy on the internet. Cycling Mikey.
Oh, the South African.
He's just a grass.
Hey, bro, you'll be, hopefully you'll be using that phone outside court soon.
Yeah.
What?
If anyone doesn't know.
Yep, you got 3 points coming to you, bro.
This fucking grass. He rides around London on his bike, right? Obviously, some people get knocked off the bikes, right? Some people probably deserve it. But he rides around on his bike with his GoPro on. If he sees someone sat in traffic... on the phone, right? Often, like, delivery drivers have to look where they're going, whatever. You know,
pulled up in bus lanes, any offence.
Any offence, and he films them, and he taps on the window and goes, why on your phone? Why are you on your phone?
Good luck explaining this to the Met Police, mate. It'll be on Twitter tonight.
Yeah, and he puts the video up.
I'm having a bad day. Fuck off, Mikey.
And anyone who calls himself Mikey when they're 50 is a paedophile.
Anyone on a bike's a fucking paedophile.
Yeah, I agree.
Nah, not really.
Most of them.
Out of order.
The ones who clip-clop into cafes, they're all paedophiles.
Do you know what ones I like? The ones who have got them lying down bikes.
They're the worst.
They're begging to be squashed.
Yeah. Oh, please run. Yeah.
Going round fucking roundabouts. Incumbent cycle. On your back.
Jeremy Vine does it now as well, doesn't he?
He's got a penny farthing.
Then he deserves to die.
Oh my. Did you ever see that clip of the bloke on the penny farthing?
In Stoke Newington. Yeah, that brought me so much joy.
Oh man, I hate him.
What a fucking bellend.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
what I cannot understand, skateboarding.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Because that's my only problem. Mm. I just don't get it. Even if you're the best in at skateboarding, even if you're Tony fucking Hawk and you've done it, if he's alive, is he alive?
Yeah.
Even if you're Tony Hawk and you've done it for 50 years and you're the bollocks at it, Tony Hawk's best trick is like, all right, so you're skating along and you've done something with your feet and the skateboard twisted four times and flipped twice and you landed back on it.
Well, no, Tony Hawk's a ramp skater, isn't he? So he does those amazing aerial displays, which are very impressive.
No, yeah, all right.
Yeah, he's not a street skater, is he? He's one of them.
No, but he's a street skater as well. That's well, the probably, fundamentals. Yeah. After 50 years, is that it?
Right. I don't like cricket. So I just don't watch it.
I love it.
I don't get annoyed by it.
I don't like cricket. I love it.
Right, well, good. But I don't like it.
I'm not annoyed by it, but what the fuck are you wasting your time for, baby?
They're not wasting the time. They're having fun. And that's a community. They're all
friendly.
Yeah, yeah. They're nice people.
They are friendly and they're good people. But this is the other shit I can't stand. What is going on with all this like music? The whole skateboarding culture. I don't get it. Linkin Park and,
no, it's not,
and baggy trousers, baggy jeans. Yeah, like, it's
not 1999 anymore. You know, I don't know what's going on in the skating scene because I'm not a skater and I'm not interested. Skateboarders are harmless, nice people and they're having a good time.
And I'm sorry. Just saying I don't understand it. All the small things.
Yeah. He did the rock star jump.
The fucking rock star jump.
I think I mentioned it before. Anyone who makes pop punk music is a paedophile.
That's what I'm on about.
Yeah, but just some kid skateboarding because it gives him joy.
I don't care about that.
He's a nice kid. Leave him alone.
He's enjoying himself under the fucking flyovers. We're like,
yeah.
What are you doing, man?
It's better than doing drugs, isn't it?
You probably are doing fucking drugs as well with Mike and Kevin.
Leave Kev out of this.
I miss him.
I do. Should we ring him? Should we ring him up?
Don't.
Oh, imagine if we ring him now.
Kevin, just doing a podcast again. Just wondering if you want to come back on.
Can you do an impression? We've got nothing else to say.
Do that. Do the Vern Troyer impression again.
Can you do it? You try and do it.
Let's go get some pussy, man.
Yeah, yours is pretty good.
Go get some pussy, man.
Pussy, man.
That was real good.
Now, what are we doing?
Running out of content.
Yeah, trying to do.
Are you as cool as Kev?
Kevin. Right, so we're basically looking for a cooler guest than Kevin. So the first guest of the new year is Tom. Big Tom. Tom Skinner. Right?
Breakfast
Abash,
King.
Star of the social medias.
Star of The Apprentice.
Friend of mine. And I must say, one of the most likable men you could ever meet.
I like his cheeky little face.
Him. I'm going to try, even though I don't think he likes me anymore. Fat Tony. I'll get him on.
Done so many drugs.
I've done £1 billion worth of drugs.
I'll pull my own teeth out with some pliers.
He was all right. He was always all right with me. But again, he sided with a little crew of fucking shit-talking haters.
Once I got booked for a DJ gig, right? And it was like this top secret gig. They wouldn't tell me what it was. And it was turned out it was Prince Harry's best mate. The other DJ get there is Fat Tony. And I was like, all right.
Not even fat.
No, not even fat. But anyway, he stood there and being all bitchy and introduced myself. You know, I was like, oh, you've got that meme page, haven't you? And he's like, yeah. Being really dismissive and off of me. And then he was just not friendly at all. And I was like, all right.
To be fair,
whatever.
Yeah, he's been friendly with me. I've been around his house and that. We was kind of pals.
You know, what he needs to do is start taking drugs again.
He'll give me a bit of advice, which I ignored. You know, I don't give you advice, mate, you know, so allow it, will you?
This is a minor gripe. He was just a bit rude to me. And then he was missing a bit of kit for the DJ stuff and he couldn't sort it out. And I had it and I fixed it. And then he was my best mate. Like, really rude and off with me at first. So I was like, fuck off. So yeah, if you're listening, Fat Tony, go fuck yourself and pull your teeth out again.
Skinny cunt. No, do you know what? I can't lie.
I'm joking. I don't know the guy.
No. I want to throw this disclaimer in there because, like I said, I always tell people as I find them.
Who else can we slag off?
No, yeah, this is what I mean. Yeah, but if you do still fucking like me, Tony, you've got a funny way of showing it. Yeah? And you're not even fat. So get fat. I like fat people, mate. And you're not fat enough.
Reverse cowboy.
Fat Tony, we've decided not to even ask. No. He'd probably tell me to fuck off anyway.
You can fuck yourself.
I've got a...
Carol Vorderman.
Oh, leave off. Can you get her on?
I can try.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you knew her, like the Zuberguins.
If I knew her. No, Carol would not be interested in us. You know,
Carol Vorderman would not be interested
in
us.
She's not. You know what she's doing? Because I met someone who worked with her. She lives in Bristol. And she is smashing away through like 25-year-old personal trainers.
Oh, I bet she is.
Fucking legend.
I bet she is.
She's on telly all the time saying, I don't believe in having one lover.
Carol, man.
I just want to be a 25-year-old personal trainer.
She dresses up as well. She's not shy, is she?
Auntie Carol.
Oh, CV. She's not shy at all.
Auntie Carol, I need a cuddle. She's a naughty old lady.
Who else is an old? Let's talk about attractive older women.
Helen Mirren. Natural beauty.
No, I don't see that.
Very beautiful.
No, she looks like one of my exes.
Well, you went out with her.
I'll tell you the queen. Yes, my kings and queens. I'm going to announce the top older MILF.
Anne Widdecombe.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. I fancy her so much I made a song about her once.
I used to work somewhere and there was this young Asian kid and he was so full of energy and he was like just from Bethnal Green or somewhere. But he was just like a horny Asian kid. Yeah. Right? And I remember he came back from lunch one day and I'd always get him at it. I've always known how to draw the best out of someone, yeah. You know, like, and I built up this rapport with him where he'd kind of show off to me a little bit. And he'd been out and he'd been to the garage or whatever and got his lunch and he came in and he went to me, just this some well fit bird, innit, by the petrol station. I had to go into a bush and brrrr. And the brrrr was like a wanking gesture that he made out. That was the some kind of noise sound effect that happens when he wanks.
Imagine if just him though, the only person he thought it was normal, but his dick made that noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like a kookaburra.
Reverse cowboy.
Didn't do too well at the football penalty gamble, did you?
Oh, the FPG. No.
So Barney, my other good friend, he's got this thing called football penalty gamble. Check it out. It's on Instagram. You can win £50 if you score 5 penalties past him.
Do you know what I like about it? It's the most wholesome content of all.
He's a wholesome guy.
It's got, if you're into that kind of thing, it's got Francis Bourgeois vibes.
It has, yeah.
It has, because you're waiting for the punchline and there's not one. It's like, he's just...
Just doing some nice shit.
Doing it because he wants to do it.
He's doing £50 now.
£50 if you
Someone just took 50 off him.
I know. You smash 5 penalties past this geezer. He's not an amazing goalkeeper. If he goes the right way, he will get an answer. He's quite a big guy. Mm. But, you know, you can easily score these. All you've got to do is... It's not like it costs you a tenner to play.
Nothing.
Even if it did cost you a tenner to play, you'd probably still back yourself.
I think he's got a sponsor doing it now. So
yeah,
he's got a sponsor. Price might keep going up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's £50 to score 5. And I fucking missed 2. But when I did it, it was only a tenner.
Yeah. He's...
And it was... And when I did it, it wasn't in an 11-a-side goal.
Which was
like an 8-a-side goal.
Well... Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, smaller goal. But even still...
That's the trick. That's what he's doing.
No, listen. I scored my first couple and then just got a bit cocky and then just my head went.
Yeah, you skied one, didn't you?
Put it wide.
Yeah.
Put it wide.
I mean,
jeez.
He just said to me to go on it, but I'm not going to embarrass myself.
No, go on it.
Well, we'll do. I'm just going to wait till I'm...
You're going to train. I'm getting training. Yeah, you should do.
Take lots of steroids.
Yeah.
I know someone who wants to have a go on it.
Oh, yes, do that.
Definitely. With a nice run-up, wear some sporty shoes.
Do that, mate. You've got
to dig out my Astros, roll back the years a little bit. Won't roll them too far back. Thought I was going to roll them back till when I was about 15, didn't you, when I used to play for Ajax. You can go
your own way. Yeah, so anyway, you know, we're Michael Owen. We're
fans.
Sort of fans. Yeah, we're into his weird mind. Yeah. Anyway... Your mate is a whistleblower for Sky Sports.
Oh, mate.
And he told you something about Michael Owen this week.
So basically, I've been chatting to this guy on Instagram. I won't give his name away, but he's worked amongst all them TV studios, Sky Sports.
Captain Falsies, what's he been saying?
We were chatting on Instagram and he was telling me, I was like, what's Nev like? What's Carrick? What, you know, what are they all like? And blah, blah, blah. Apparently, this one's all right and this one's not and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's a message that he sent me. Savage is a cunt.
Robbie Savage. That's obvious, isn't
it? Yeah. Rio is cocky, but all right.
That makes sense.
Owen Hargreaves is a bit odd, distant.
He was always in Germany, even though he's English.
Little German-Canadian rocker, isn't he?
Yeah, weird. Brian Adams.
Righty is quality.
Nice.
Southgate is a guy who genuinely takes an interest in you.
Too soft to be manager, then.
Okay. I'd say fuck off, mate. Nothing to do with you. I wouldn't. The thing is, I wouldn't. I'm not that abrasive. I'd end up liking him, and he wouldn't like me. Scholes and Keane never forget to acknowledge you and have a chat.
Good blokes.
Owen is aloof, not interested. Randomly asked a group of us lads once, how do you like to shag your birds then?
Imagine. Just like, what the fuck is up with Michael Owen?
What's gone through his brain where the silence has got so fucking deafening that
right,
he's decided
boys.
To...
How do you like to shag your women?
He's pure Partridge, isn't it?
Yeah, he's such a weird cunt.
He's a good guy. I've been chatting to him about some other stuff as well. Some stuff you'd be interested in.
Like what? Like getting a penis transplant from a big dead guy's dick?
Can you have a brain transplant?
No. Do you reckon in the future, if a guy dies and he's got a massive, beautiful cock, can you go like, I'll buy that and transplant it onto me?
Probably can. Yeah, I think I'll put it this way. I would imagine Elon Musk could have a brand new cock in a month. Well, fully working.
He looks like shit though, doesn't he? So I don't think he would.
Well, they all do. But is it kind of like a trick of the eye? Is it like a magic eye placebo effect kind of thing where the longer you look at Elon Musk or the longer you look at, what's her name? The little Bobby Charlton fucker.
Greta.
Yeah. She's old enough to get it now. And I don't mean sexually. Fuck no. I definitely don't mean that. I mean, she's old enough to be told now.
She's trying her best.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
You fuck off.
She's revolting.
Oh, what?
Annoying. No, but do you know what? The truth of the matter
is
this.
Worse people than her.
No, it's her face. It's nothing. She's got a great cause. It's her mannerisms and her face.
How dare you?
Mate, you know for a fact, if a beautiful woman was delivering that message, word for word, that Greta Thunberg says, and...
Do you think she should be more beautiful?
If she was, if they changed...
She's a child.
No, listen, she's 19. If they changed that figurehead to something more easy to look at and listen to... Of course, the message would be better. Right or wrong?
What are you saying?
No, that's
Greta should get down the gym and get a boob job and get her tits out and then we'll listen.
No, I'm saying behead the snake and let it grow a new head. It's simple.
It's not a corporation. But she's just a person who has a real problem with climate.
I know, in an ideal world, mate, theoretically, it shouldn't matter. I get what you're saying, but... I
can't believe your argument is that Greta should be sexier.
She should. If she was.
When she started doing this, she was like a 14-year-old.
Retire. You've done your bit. You want to talk about more easy to look at? Look at Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone, or your mate, Kevin, the child star. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't have ugly child stars because no one's going to watch the film.
But they were just going,
Thank you very much.
This is outrageous. This is a new low for you, mate. We've just started a new year positively, and now you're saying Greta's not sexy enough. This is really weird. Hold on.
What's she on a fucking bikini?
Easier to look at, bro. If it was a boy.
Oh, my God.
You know the actor?
No.
Oh, God. He's got the hardest looking face to look at. He's English, Will Poulter.
Oh, you don't like him, do you?
Right.
He's funny, though, him.
Very hard face to look at.
He's got a similar face to Greta. You've got
That's what I mean.
You're offended by certain faces. Your problem.
Well,
and it's not as big as the climate change
issue. I can't look at him. Listen, I'm no oil painting, but I don't expect to lead a global movement. And if I was, I'd sharpen up. And especially if I was a woman, I'd wear a bit of makeup. Fucking hell. Come on, Grits. There's got to be some...
Put a bit of fucking paint on, Tuts.
It's got to be a bit of vegan.
The world's burning.
Put a bit of milk on. Put a bit of cactus juice
on. This man, what a guy he is.
Look, I'm trying to be more positive.
Unbelievable.
In the new year.
Yeah, he's trying to be more positive. And then we'll leave it at that. Okay, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for coming along this horrible journey.
No, but seriously, I'm not normally like this.
He is, I promise you,
Listen, probably China, isn't it? Brexit.
Yeah, fuck off.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.